This is Hanameh Nassar with a look back at the Beirut explosion. It was a blast heard and felt around the world, one of the largest non-nuclear explosions in history. It was August 4th. Lebanon was already struggling with the COVID-19 pandemic as well as a crippling economic crisis. Little did the Lebanese people know, a catastrophic event was looming, one that would eventually leave more than 200 people dead, thousands hurt, and many missing. The explosion at the port of Beirut leveled much of the surrounding area, with damage reported as far as 10 kilometers from the blast site. Stunning images began flooding social media almost immediately, a thick cloud, reddish in color, towering over flames and rubble. People shooting video are seen being swept off their feet one by one, their conditions after the fact unknown. The cause? More than 2,700 tons of improperly stored ammonium nitrate catching fire. Top officials knew it was there and they did nothing about it, despite warnings from port workers. Protests erupted, with the explosion representing what many have described as a clear example of the government's neglect and mismanagement of the country. The Lebanese people continue to call for reform led by the voices of the youth. Aid has flooded into the tiny Mediterranean nation from around the world, including Canada, this country tying its contribution to the promise of change.
And that impunity needs to stop.
An investigation is now underway to determine how things went so wrong and whether negligence was to blame. With the Year in Review, I'm Hanameh Nassar.